EU residents in a large context is a new nation state in that sense, that we are building a whole new digital nation for global citizens. And the reasons why are twofold. On the one hand, it's pure economic reasons, because now Estonia can be bigger. Estonia at the moment is just 1.3 million country, and the internal market compared to Germany, for example, is so small that we just need more customers outside of Estonia. And the other reason is that it doesn't add too much cost for us to open these things.
So how many e-residents do you have at the moment?
We have over 13,000 e-residents today, but we are still in early beta also. To become an e-resident, each person needs to pay 100 euros and apply online at eresident.gov.ee and then have one face-to-face meeting at the Estonian embassy. This takes altogether approximately 2 months, and then person can become an e-resident and enter to all the services.
How many people are you eventually hoping for? Are you hoping to enroll the whole world?
Our short-term goal, by 2025, we hope to have 10 million e-residents. And eventually, of course, you're correct that there are no limits at all. If there is a business environment like e-residency offers, and if it's the best business environment, then there are no reason for any person on the global sense to go to the second best business environment. And then we see, like in private sector, that governments will all start to offer those services, and eventually the best service can attract billions of users. A few days after the Brexit event, we had 10 times increase in the applications from the UK, and they're mostly from startup and in entrepreneurship, from startup world, because many startups are afraid of what Brexit can bring, whether they can still work with the EU companies, whether they can still have employees there. And the e-residence in that sense helps them to run their EU companies while still living in the UK. It gives them EU company, EU bank account, and EU regulations. So you don't need to apply then to each separate EU country, for example, FinTech service regulations, as you have the Estonian EU entity. Through that entity, you can sell all your services and regulations apply there, which means that none of the Brexit people need to move from the UK to the Europe to deal with the EU businesses, because through e-residency, they can still live in the UK and to that location independently.
And what do you expect from e-residents? Will there be any kind of tax burden?
So e-residents usually pay taxes in the country where they are living and creating value. E-residency does not mean tax residency, and it means that e-residents can just use the platform and business environment to facilitate their business. But mostly taxes are paid in their local countries. And approximately 10% of e-residents actually hire people in Estonia and start paying taxes also in Estonia.
So is that how you differentiate between what some might have thought the e-residency could be about, that it's a sort of a letterbox company like living in a tax haven?
Yes, and it's exactly the opposite of that in that sense, like opposite of Panama cases where people used to go and hide their taxes or hide their companies, because e-residency is a transparent business. Each shareholder and manager is an open public information, and we are also sharing the tax revenues with local countries and other governments. And as everything is digital and all the transactions leave digital footprint, there is no way to hide or protect your some kind of wealth. And that's why e-residents usually who join are those kind of people who want to share the transparency and who want to show that they can be trusted. If a person is just outside from the EU, then from emerging market, the main benefit is access to financial services, access to bank account, access to online payment providers, access to crowdfunding sites, etc. Because most of people today can't do these online businesses. And second thing is then the EU business environment, which Estonia offers very convenient, as everything is done digitally. Establishment of company takes just 10 minutes. You can open bank accounts online, and everything can be signed digitally, all the contracts and taxes, which means that it's very cost-free. And the third reason why people apply is the location independence. That even if your country offers all the services and is very cost-effective, sometimes people are traveling a lot. And sometimes your own countries need you physically to be there to declare something, to sign something. But now these people are traveling all around the world. Their digital nomadism is everywhere. And e-residency helps to run your business location independently.